This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Republican lawmakers in several states are moving to bar college campuses from offering sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. Several colleges are pledging not to cooperate with immigration officials or share information about students without warrants. What sanctuary means legally is far from clear. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
About a dozen college campuses have declared sanctuary status, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. Many more have pledged to protect undocumented students. But Michael Olivas, interim president of the University of Houston downtown and an immigration law expert, says the term sanctuary campus has no legal meaning.
If we can't agree on what it means, then how are we going to either recognize it or ban it, much less maintaining a list of it?
Still, Republicans in at least seven states, from Pennsylvania to Texas, have proposed legislation to withhold funding from colleges that adopt sanctuary policies. Thais Marquez with the grassroots group Movimiento Cosecha says the movement is about more than a name.
Sanctuary campus is about organizing actual students and professors to stand by and become sanctuary, even if it's not a school policy.
The group is planning a national strike on May 1st, asking immigrants not to go to work or school and take to the streets instead. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.